With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. 50 days after Easter, the day of Pentecost marks the end of Eastertide and the coming of the Holy Spirit on the gathered believers. So on today's program, we'll explore some of the rich choral and organ music for this day, including works by Grayston Ives, Ralph Vaughan Williams, Philip Wilby, William Dawson, and others. We'll begin with a melody that pervades a great deal of music composed for Pentecost over the centuries. It's the plain chant hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Holy Ghost, with a text dating from the 9th century. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers. Christopher Herrick played the chorale prelude Komm Gott Schöpfer Heiliger Geist from the Leipzig chorales by J.S. Bach. Translated as Come God Creator Holy Ghost, the chorale tune is based on the chant Veni Creator Spiritus, with which we began, sung by the Cambridge Singers. Perhaps the most beautiful and evocative hymn for Pentecost is one with a text by Bianco da Siena, paired with a tune Down Ampney by Ray Vaughan Williams, Come Down, O Love Divine. The flowing lines of the tune illuminate the text wonderfully and reflect Vaughan Williams' broad experience with the folk music of his country in terms of shaping melody. The choir of King's College Cambridge sings under the direction of Stephen Cleberry. Come Down, O Love Divine was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Stephen Cleberry conducted with Thomas Williamson playing the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Words from the 14th chapter of John not only inspired Thomas Tallis to compose one of his most loved motets, If Ye Love Me, they also inspired contemporary writer Philip Wilby, whose warm and arching setting finds a sympathetic performance by the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville. Wilma Jensen directs.
If you love me,
Philip Wilby's setting of If Ye Love Me was sung by the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church, Nashville. Wilma Jensen conducted. Devout Latvian church musician Rihards Dubra has devoted his whole life to composing sacred music. His compositions are imbued with that deep faith and have a richly spiritual dimension to them. From his Mass of the Holy Spirit, Misa de Spiritu Sancto, we'll listen to the Kyrie and Gloria. They're performed by the Choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London. Rupert Goff directs.
Thank you.
The Kyrie and Gloria from the Misa de Spiritu Sancto by Richard Zdubra. Rupert Goff led the choir of Royal Holloway in this deeply felt music. Grayston Ives has set words of Bishop Wordsworth in his hymn, Gracious Spirit, Holy Ghost. He named the tune he composed Guildford Cathedral, after the place where he served as a lay clerk early in his career. The choir of Guildford Cathedral sings, led by Andrew Millington. The hymn Gracious Spirit, Holy Ghost was sung by the Guildford Cathedral Choir. Andrew Millington directed with Jeffrey Morgan at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Canadian composer Barry Cabana won the 2006 Anthem Composition Competition sponsored by the American Guild of Organists and ECS Publishing with our next selection, The Day of Pentecost. It incorporates text from the Book of Acts with the composer's paraphrase of the introit and collect for Whitsunday. We'll hear it performed by the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Jeff McClelland conducts. Jeff McClelland led the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church of Birmingham, Alabama, in the award-winning anthem, The Day of Pentecost, by Barry Cabana. Next, the Gloriae Dei Cantoris Women's Schola sing a communion chant for the Mass for the Vigil of Pentecost, Spiritus Sanctus.
Thank you.
Michel Leclerc played an organ prelude on the chant Veni Creator Spiritus by Jean de Messieurs at the Church of the Madeleine in Paris. Earlier, we heard the Gloriae Dei Cantoris Women's Schola sing the communion chant for Pentecost, Spiritus Sanctus. Poet George Herbert expressed in glorious language a prayer for Pentecost in his 17th century poem, Whitsunday. It provides the text for composer Grayston Ives' anthem, Listen, Sweet Dove. The choir of Magdalen College, Oxford sings, directed by the composer. Listen, Sweet Dove, with words by George Herbert and music by Grayston Ives. The choir of Magdalen College, Oxford sang, led by Bill Ives. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The spiritual arrangements of William L. Dawson are pretty irresistible, and among his most famous is his setting of Every Time I Feel the Spirit. It receives a spirited performance by the Atlanta Master Chorale, led by Eric Nelson.
Mouth came fire and smoke, looked all around me, it looked so fine, till I asked my Lord if all was mine.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Jordan River is chilly and cold. It chills the body, but not the soul. There ain't one
but one train upon this track. It runs to heaven and right back.
Every time we arrive, the spirits are alive. We pass the dying train. Yes, every time we arrive, the spirits will
win. Every time we arrive, the spirits will win.
Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in Every Time I Feel the Spirit, as arranged by William Dawson. In a more introspective vein for Pentecost, we'll hear the Atlanta Master Chorale sing again in a setting of the prayer hymn, Spirit of God Descend Upon My Heart, with music by Kenneth Jennings, former director of the St. Olaf Choir. Eric Nelson conducts. Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart by Kenneth Jennings was sung by the Atlanta Master Chorale led by Eric Nelson. Shen Demesieux's boisterous and jazzy organ piece on the Te Deum is next, performed by Michel Leclerc on the Cavaillé Cole organ of the Church of the Madeleine in Paris. Thank you. Te Deum by French virtuoso organist and composer Jean Demessieu. Michel Leclerc performed at the Church of the Madeleine in Paris. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the day of Pentecost. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.